Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this particular author you're about to hear, Stephen Mansfield, he says, you know, we need to be able to begin to just talk to our candidates that are running for office and ask them a simple question. What is your faith? What do you believe? Because truly, no matter what people say, that's kind of where their policies go. That's where their laws go. That's where their agenda goes. And for some reason, people are saying it's a violation of Article 6 of the Constitution. It's not a test. It's just asking a question. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
In just days, Americans will head to the polls to answer a big question. Who should lead the nation for the next 4 years? Author and sought-after Christian speaker Stephen Mansfield says asking tough questions about the candidate's faith should be a natural part of the decision.
Why should Americans demand religious clarity from presidential candidates?
Well, because it's part of who they are. We want to know everything about them. We want to know their policies. We want to know their history. We want to know their education. We want to know if they've ever been a member of the Klan, if they've ever been a member of a club that didn't allow women or didn't allow blacks or Hispanics or Asians. We want to know anything about them, good, bad, or ugly. It's part of exercising the sacred duty of voting. And so we certainly want to know any kind of faith they might be sincere about that's going to shape what they do in office.
The New York Times bestselling author lays out his case in his latest book, Ask the Question, Why We Must Demand Religious Clarity from Our Presidential Candidates.
You write that Americans really can't afford not to find out.
Exactly. But that's what we do with the candidates and religion. God bless America. I'm faith-based. And my politics grow out of my faith. Well, what is that faith? We never ask that question. Then they get in office, and there can be a decided influence of their faith. There can even be reversals of faith and so on. We need to know all of those possibilities before they get in office. Because with some presidents, their faith has been the most defining thing about their administration, or at least about certain major decisions that they've made. And we had no idea that those changes and those shifts were possibilities.
When President Obama was elected in 2008, he was opposed to gay marriage. But his opinion on the matter evolved, and today he's the most high-profile LGBTQ advocate in the world.
This is a man who ran for office opposed to same-sex marriage, then changed his views in office, he said, based on his reading of the Sermon on the Mount. So I think even secular Americans, even atheistic Americans, are suspicious, cautious, want to know more, aren't just ignoring a person's faith, but really are saying, that, wait a minute, don't just tell me you're a social gospel Methodist, Secretary Clinton. Tell me exactly what that means.
Hillary Clinton has also evolved over the years she's been in public service.
Her husband is the one who signed the Defense of Marriage Act into law. She defended it with scripture at the time, and then reversed herself. She's reversed herself on same-sex marriage, and she's even said that women get abortions based on their religious views. Okay, fair enough, if that's her religion. But show us that you're consistent, explain what it means, explain where it comes from, explain what it'll mean for you in office. And so I do think that Americans are perhaps not more cynical, but more cautious, because there may have been people on the left who voted for Barack Obama because he was left-leaning in his politics, but also opposed to same-sex marriage. And then he switched on the very faith that they thought they understood. So now they're going to ask more questions.
How would Donald Trump's faith affect his leadership? That remains to be seen. But he has promised to nominate conservative pro-life justices to the Supreme Court. Very soon, either Trump or Clinton will become the new leader of the free world. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Washington.
It's amazing how, as Christians and members of the church, people become so paranoid about asking anything about God, but yet our candidates run on, you know, God bless America. Every speech ends up with God bless America. But it's important to understand, if you're in India and you say God bless America, they could be speaking of 1,000 gods in their own heart. They have all these different, the Hindu religion, you know, everything is a god. And, or, you know, a Hindu god or a Buddha or Allah or, you know, or God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's important to understand, you know, the difference in that and begin to ask questions. You know, and this is one question I asked in a particular candidates forum that we were there, and people were asking different kinds of issues. But I was really concerned about, you know, the beginning of our conversation is, who is God? Who is Jesus to you? That's the question I asked. It's a beautiful question. Just ask them the question, who is Jesus to you? And just let it go and let them respond to it. And it was the most honest person that was answering there, because everybody was trying to maneuver and be politically correct. The one who said, she was an atheist or agnostic, you know, but I plan on doing a good job. And everybody else is saying, like, he's a teacher, you know, I think he's a good person. They tried all these religious responses. But the thing is like, it matters. Even Jesus said, who do you say that I am? It doesn't mean you're going to vote for him or not going to vote for him, but at least they owe you the truth about themselves. And they say it's a violation of Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. Let's look at Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. It says, there's no religious tests shall ever be required as a qualification to any office of public trust under the United States. Well, that doesn't mean you're testing them. You're just trying to find out what's your name, what's your last name, how old are you, what's your vision, what's your values. They mentioned that they're a person of faith. Well, who is your faith in? What does that mean to you? And me, I would add, you know, who is Jesus to you? If you were going to ask the question, who is Jesus to you, to a Muslim, they would say Jesus is a prophet. You know, they'd say Jesus can heal people. He healed people. But you ask the question, is he the Son of God? They would say, no, he's not a Son of God. And if they were thoroughly understood the Quran, they would go, he's even going to have to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. So that's a different religion than Christianity, because Jesus is the Son of God. So it's important to really understand that, at least you know who you're supporting for that particular office. It's not a religious test. It's just finding out who they are.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.